in his extremities. The bad news is, his doctors believe it is highly unlikely he will ever walk again. The reporters don't know this, and so they work overtime to invade Patton's privacy to see his amazing recovery for themselves. Some have tried to sneak into room 110, dressed as nurses or orderlies. Others have bribed hospital staff with Hershey bars and nylons. Thanks to the centuries, however, all of them have failed. The closest call was when Richard H. O'Regan, the same reporter from the Associated Press who wrote of Patton's remarkable recovery, caged an interview with Patton's nurse by pretending to be a patient. For his trouble, O'Regan was able to reveal to the world that doctors were allowing Patton to sip a thimbleful of whiskey each night with dinner. But reporters are the least of General Patton's worries. Throughout the course of the Second World War, he made many high-ranking enemies in Moscow, Berlin, London, and even Washington, D.C. Patton's fiery determination to speak the truth had many powerful men squirming, not only during the war, but also afterward. He recently went on the record praising his former German enemies for their skills as soldiers, while also criticizing the Soviet Union as being a foe rather than an ally of the USA. Some have come to see Patton as a roadblock to world peace, and now Patton is at his most vulnerable, an easy target for any of those enemies.